This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is Thursday, September the 14th, and today we've got guests, Cecil.
It's been a while. We're going to have
the Glory Hole hasn't had a guest in a minute.
Dogma podcast on Dan and Dan. Dan, who used to be from How to Heretic, teamed up with another Dan, and so they'll be on at the end of the show. And so we're going to do a couple stories between now and then, but stay tuned because at the end, we're going to interview them.
Cecil.
Yeah.
It's Mexican Alien Day.
Is it?
It's Mexican Alien Day.
I thought it was earlier in the week. I thought.
Look, here's the thing. First of all, every day is Mexican Alien Day.
It sounds
like an immigration
thing. Can I just say, it sounds really, really, really anti-immigration when you say it.
But it's not what we're talking about.
When you say it like that, it sounds really
anti-immigration. Nope, it's not what we're talking about.
I'm just saying, I want to put this on the big screen because I just want to talk about this. So this last week, the Congress, I guess, down there, or the Senate viewed these papier-mâché dummy aliens that they brought in.
Right.
So one of these hucksters is latching on to the guy who came out in the United States who said that there was aliens.
Right.
Like once one of these people pops up their head, it's like, they're like locusts, right? They sleep for 17 years and then finally somebody's like aliens. And then all these jackasses, exactly, they just pop up out of the fucking ground like the fucking ghouls that they are. And then they immediately try to fucking make money off this. Yeah, that's immediately what they're trying to do. So inside of the parliament, or I don't know the Mexican government, I don't know what they call it, right? But like the Senate or whatever, their Congress. They had this guy come with these two fucking star chambers and he set them in the middle of the thing and then he opened them up and they're little paper mache aliens from fucking Spirit Halloween.
They are. They do. Look, here's the thing, guys. If you're listening and not watching, there is nothing remotely real looking about this. Like if you're fooled by this, and also this guy has been caught lying about this exact shit before.
Yes.
There's like nothing new under the sun. It's like, here's a guy whose credibility is shot on this specific issue.
Yeah.
It's not like he got caught lying on his taxes, but he has like an alien in his back pocket or whatever.
Like that guy, remember that guy who wrote that doctor book who was a tax fraud? He was also lying about the doctor stuff.
Right.
But
one didn't correlate to the other.
It doesn't necessarily mean he's lying about
the doctor. But this is a guy who's got caught lying about this exact thing. He got caught lying about fake relics that he claimed previously were evidence of aliens. And now here's the same guy walking up, knocking on your door, being like, I got more alien relics.
Hey, guys.
And like there's credulous dipshits who are like, really? Welcome to Congress, bro.
Well, and then the worst part is when you read what happens online, immediately people are falling for this. I just want to play. Now, I'm going to explain it to the people who aren't watching, but the people who are watching, I just want to play this guy. Set this fucking alien on this scale. So this is him setting it on there. Look at how he's holding the alien. Yeah. So, okay,
imagine
you have, let's say it's a 2 foot long alien. Right? It's like a fucking, it looks like E.T. It's literally modeled after E.T. except for the legs aren't short. The legs are like human bipedal type legs, right?
Right.
Well, this guy is holding this precious alien artifact of a fucking mummy of an alien